Is it time to rethink the MSP tool vendor monopoly? That's our question today on the MSP Zone.
You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Hello. Welcome to the MSP Zone. In our ongoing conversation about these breaches involving technologies used by MSPs, and I make that as a distinction from the attacks on the MSPs themselves, this is a little bit different. You make the argument that this was ultimately on the targeting the MSP, but I think ultimately it's targeting the customer, right? The customer is always at the end of all of these schemes, all of these hacks, all of these compromises of tools. The goal is always to get to the customer. That's what we can never forget. The customer is what needs to be protected here at all costs. And towards that conversation, we need to have a very honest reevaluation, I think, about the tool vendor community and how MSPs, even today, even right now, how MSPs are starting to reevaluate their approach to where they source, how they source their tools. And it's taking on a new dimension because it's no longer, hey, who's got the best price? Who's got the most features? It's now a, should I be going with this company for other reasons? Should I be leaving my company because of maybe some security concerns? There's a ton of new ways to look at things, and that's what we're going to talk about on today's MSP Zone. So I want to start off with a preface here by saying that, again, we're not trying to say that the tools that are out there are not working as designed. We're not saying that at all, nor are we saying that the MSP tool vendors are in any way unnecessary in the managed services ecosystem. Definitely not. They're very much a symbiotic part of the managed services ecosystem, just like the MSPs are a necessary symbiotic element to this ecosystem. What we're talking about here is the aggregation of tools into the hands of a very few select companies, and whether that has reached a point where it is causing MSPs to reevaluate how they look at and source their tools. And I can certainly tell you, I mean, just to give you the one potential answer up front, which is yes, MSPs are reevaluating how they source their tools. They are definitely reevaluating risk, features, pricing. All of those things are starting to enter into their equation, but it's the risk thing. It's the risk element of kind of all your eggs in one basket that is really starting to express or manifest themselves into the conversations, at least the ones that I'm hearing, right? The MSPs that are coming to us and saying, hey, Charles, we're thinking about moving from this platform to the other. And they're expressing reasons, right? A rationale for why they're doing that, that is unique. So one of the things that we do here is we observe the global managed services profession. We comment on it. We analyze it. We present those findings back to you in as best a way we can. And I'm telling you, this is a new thing. This is a new occurrence, a new phenomenon, whatever you want to call it, of the MSPs looking at the tools that they have access to and really saying, is it safe for us to have everything into one company that is a high risk center for us as an MSP and for our customers downstream? So first, let's reevaluate where the last 10 years have brought us in terms of the MSP tools platforms, the so-called Big Four, and reevaluate what the market looks like today and what changes I think are going to happen in the, if not today, then certainly in the near future. I think these changes could likely happen. First, a retrospective. The tool vendors of 20+ years ago are, some of them are still around, some of them are gone, some of them are part of other companies, but you know are gone, but the products still remain. So there's been undeniably a lot of change in the MSP tool vendor community, and I think that change is good because it forces improvement. It forces change that in a optimal business market should produce better services, better products that the MSPs can use. And what we've seen has been a little bit lackluster, not across the board, but I'll express to you opinions that have been told to me, and you can make up your own minds. Over the last 10 years, we have certainly seen in the form of ConnectWise, Kaseya, Datto, through the Autotask and Center Stage acquisitions, Enable to SolarWinds, SolarWinds back to Enable, right, kind of those big four, right, are the big four remaining platform tools that have all mimicked one another pretty closely. I mean, they've all created their own gravity, their own orbit, where other tools that have come along have been acquired by those big four companies with the goal of, hey, we're going to be better at integrating all this stuff together, and it's going to be a much more seamless experience for the MSPs. There's going to be pricing advantages. There's going to be interoperability advantages. It's going to be great. Hey, why not? And that captured the attention of the private equity community. Undoubtedly, each of those four companies is powered by private equity money, and there's nothing wrong with that. I've said for a long time, I thought that was good, that we were getting some attention from the PE community to invest into the tools that the MSPs use. Now, the accusations, the claims that have been made to me in recent days have been, but Charles, what you say is true, but it's not entirely true. Because as MSPs, this is what they're telling me now, we haven't seen those integration benefits come out. We haven't seen all those products that they spent all that money on acquiring actually show up as easier to use. Yeah, they try to sell it to us. They buy a company and then they say, hey, guess what? We got something new to sell to you. All right, that's good. But is it actually tightly integrated with all the other tools from that same vendor that they're using? I'm hearing no. I'm hearing it's not necessarily happening. I don't know if this is across the board. So I want to be as fair as I can be. But they're certainly saying, look, from the platforms that they've evaluated, they're saying that there has been a lot of acquisition, yes, but there hasn't been a lot of improvement of those tools since their acquisition, nor has there been an incredible amount of integration. That is the charge, at least from a handful of MSPs that I've talked to, that they have a consistency in their statements to me. Furthermore, these are not companies in the same vendor ecosystem. They're not all with one vendor. They're all with different vendors. So you can see my position. I tend to put two and two together, and I can say, well, maybe this is not just one vendor. This might be all the big four. This could be an issue that impacts all of them. Now I'm probably going to get some emails or calls from people saying, what the hell are you talking about? Of course we at brand XYZ have done integration with these tools. Of course we've done that. We've done a lot of good stuff. I'm sure you have. But now with the breach, the ransomware attack on Kaseya, the concern is, should the MSPs, and again, I'm rephrasing what has been told to me, the MSPs now are actively looking at it's not even a best of breed approach, right? Which is, don't buy from within one ecosystem just because you happen to buy the RMM or the ticketing from a particular vendor. Doesn't mean you then have to buy all the other products that vendor uses. A best of breed approach would say you pick the best ticketing system, you pick the best RMM, you pick the best backup, you pick the best security, regardless of who owns it, right? If it's all four, you know, you pick one from each of the big four, then that's, so be it. That's your determination for your needs in your MSP practice. This goes beyond best of breed. What they're now saying is, I don't even if it is best of breed, buying one or multiple, let's say multiple products from one particular vendor, they're not even wanting to do that anymore. They're wanting to spread out their chips, so to speak, into multiple companies in order to mitigate their risk from any one vendor having too much exposure to that MSP and their customers. And I got to say, it kind of makes sense. And you can put yourself in the position of the MSPs where they're saying, all right, I got to be as small of a target as possible. I need to make my customers as small of a target as possible. And if that means that I have to start looking at spreading out and buying different technologies, and I am not saying to stop doing business with the big four. Not what I'm saying at all. I'm just repeating to you what MSPs are telling me they're going through right now, which is, it's a real concern for them. And it's something that they are really looking at very hard. You've also got some legal issues. And we just did a podcast yesterday with Rob Scott that talked about that, right? We talked about the legal contract issues and the problems that MSPs have had with some of these big four contracts, which is they're very one-sided. They're very favoring the MSP tool platform company, as you would expect them to. And so on top of all of this, you've got these MSPs saying, why isn't it just all around in their best interest of the MSP to start looking at some of the secondary or third or fourth tier product vendors, because they're smaller targets and they might get favorable pricing and they might get favorable contract language. By the way, if you work for the big four, you damn well better be paying attention to this, right? Pay attention to this. Give this episode to your leadership, because I'm telling you, you need to be listening to what the community is saying. And the MSPs across the board, it's not just the Kaseya partners. I want to be very clear. It's across the board. The MSPs are a little bit upset right now. And they are threatening action in the form of wanting to do things that will make themselves and their customers safer. And if they think that they're not being heard, not being paid attention to, not taken seriously, I think there's a real chance that they will move. I already know one company, I'm not going to say which platform they were on, one MSP, a sizable MSP, it's not a five-person, 10-person shop, a good-sized MSP, switched from one vendor, one of the big four, to the other big four a couple of years ago, simply because they said, the company wasn't paying attention to us, so we left. They didn't take us seriously. They didn't take the security issues seriously, so they left. Don't think it can happen. It is happening. You're seeing, even if it's painful for the MSP, and it is, I mean, it's not an easy thing to switch platforms. It's not an easy thing at all. but they're doing it. They're purposefully going through an uncomfortable transition because they think it's in their and their customer's best interest to do so. That's worth paying attention to, folks. So I think that the conversations that I had just a few days ago, one particular MSP said, look, we're really evaluating how we go to market and how we source tools. And they're starting to really factor in not just things like pricing, not just things like features and functionalities, but they're really looking at, all right, are they going to give us favorable terms in our contract? Are they a secured company? Do they take this stuff seriously? Like, are they doing code review? Internal code review. Are they looking at their own stuff, even the stuff that they've just purchased, and making sure that it's up to date? Are they learning from their colleagues out there in the market who have been hit, unfortunately, with some of these attacks? And are they learning from those and trying to patch or just verify that they have, you know, no similar liability or exposure as we've seen just in recent weeks? Do they have insurance? Right? You big four. Think about this, guys. How long is it gonna last where you say, we disclaim all liability? This product doesn't, if it breaks, if it's hacked, it's not our fault, and you're not going to hold us responsible. It's all on you, the MSP. How long before the MSP finally says, I can't take it anymore. I'm gonna switch platforms to somebody who's going to have a more equitable share of the risk? These are very real conversations happening right now. And as an industry, we'd better pay attention to it. And we'll see. I mean, we're gonna have a leadership council meeting of the MSP verified members next week, and I know that there's already a handful of them who are coming to that meeting with proposals of action that they want to see out there in the marketplace, specifically regarding vendors and tool vendors to the MSP community. You know, this thing with this last breach has really caused a lot of MSPs to not wake up, but to stop being silent. They're not just sitting on the sidelines anymore. They're speaking up. They're sending emails. They're making phone calls. They're showing up on meetings. They're talking to one another. They're talking to the MSP Alliance, and they're asking for change. And if they don't get it, they'll make their decisions in the open market. So is it time to take a look at the MSP tool platforms? Is it time to revisit that? You know, I would say is a last ditch effort of hope for the big four, if you guys are listening out there. I think there's time to salvage this, absolutely. I think it's going to take some hard work, some transparency. You guys are going to have to start being a lot more transparent than maybe you have, a bit more accountable to the MSPs you call partners. I think it's salvageable, but we're going to have to work as a community to get past this very quickly and get to the point where we can reconstruct some of the public trust. And quite frankly, you know, reconstruct some of the MSP trust that has been lost over the last couple of years with some of these breaches. That's the first thing, I think. If you sell to MSPs, that's the number one thing I would encourage you to do, is don't take the trust of the MSP for granted. Because everybody's got an option, somebody that they could go to instead of your platform. Everybody's replaceable. Everybody is replaceable. So think about that. Take that back to your leadership, talk about it, start developing a plan of action, and let's work together and let's get past this and let's get get on to bigger and better things, because we got a much bigger fight out there than this. We got a lot of stuff that we need to do as a community involving both MSPs and the tool vendors. So let's move on this and take it to heart and give it some thought. And if you do that, then this little episode has done its job. Until next time, Charles Weaver from MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.